This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe this is wishful thinking on my part. He's on his way out because after the death of that young woman for not wearing her head gear, whatever they call it, right, and the fact that she was killed by the police. Can you imagine anybody in this world? It's so foreign to us to think about stuff like this. And yet there are people that they seem like a subhuman category of people. Who just, they, for whatever the reason, they're so, it's, I guess, doing things by rote for some, is that too easy a way to explain it? These conservative morons that run these religious orders, and that's even too good to refer to him. These people are mentally disturbed. You can tell by looking into the eyes of people like this, and the arrogance that they, you know, and I've seen this with various members of conservative religions. You look into their eyes, my God, it's like they are. I mean, we're all animals, but they're real. I run out of words.
They don't seem to turn their nose up at violence. Does that?
Well, that's a little too subtle. They are violent, and they are the fact that they. They will kill people who don't agree with them or allow them to be killed. And it just seems foreign to what ought to be. These are supposedly people of the cloth. He's the religious leader, the Muslim religious leader of the Iranians. There seems he gets his power from God, so he says anybody who says that is nuts to begin with. We all get our power from God. It's not these guys are more likely. It's like Hitler. Although he didn't extol the value and virtue of religion, he was more into race. But whatever it is that brings you around to thinking you're better than somebody else, and you're not. And the quicker those people are dispatched, but we've got a sort of a culture of that here. Sometimes money gives you a feeling of superiority. Sometimes position gives you a feeling of superiority. I've always said that whether... you know, you go to places you do when you're appearing for KRLA. I have done it as I've traveled around the country and visited stations that have carried my programs over the year, and people refer to me as a celebrity. I don't think I'm a celebrity at all. I just happen to do something that I like that I guess gets some notoriety because some people know who I am, but I still put my pants on one leg at a time. I have to take a shower. And
you don't just jump into them like a superhero?
No, I don't, Jennifer. No, as a matter of fact, it doesn't work that way. And I'm one of those people that feels so much better after I go to the bathroom when I start the hour. Let's go. Okay, so that takes care of Mr. Khamenei at number 10. Number 9, Fetterman and Oz. Kind of tied. This Pennsylvania thing goes on and on and on and on and on. Two bad choices, it looks like to me. Two bad choices.
Look, I think Oz will be okay. I just think he's, you know, not the most prolific, but he'll be fine. Fetterman has problems because he had a stroke, and even some of the NBC reporters who interviewed him this week said that he was having trouble understanding them and having trouble participating
in small talk. He's no business running. Yeah.
And that the only way that they could communicate questions to him was if they wrote them down and then put them in front of him, and then he could answer the question. So
why is it that he, is it that we've gotten to a politically correct state? Well, we've got to get everybody a chance. This guy is not competent to be a senator, period. I'm not being mean or nasty or rude or crude. The man has no business in the position, even to the point where he's gotten, frankly. And I say that, you know, everybody's got a right to run for office and claim their position. But why would you vote for this guy as a representative of you and what your needs are? I guess does that sound too harsh?
It sounds harsh because the guy had a stroke. First of all, the guy, just policy-wise, is not good. He's let a lot of guilty people out of jail, people who have been
convicted. He's been the state attorney general, right?
Yeah, for all sorts of reasons. And so he's let a lot of criminals out of jail, which I have a problem with those policies to begin with. But the stroke is hard, and it is one of the hardest things I've watched my grandmother recover from. That was one of the hardest things in my life to see. It is not easy. And I am sorry for him for his health woes, but at some point, you have to decide what you can do and what you can't do, or maybe what you can't do right now, at least. And this is certainly seeming to be one of those things, that he's needing extra time, extra help, extra attention. Is he going to have the wherewithal to be an active member of the United States Senate?
No.
And the answer to that is no.
No.
You can't sit down with an NBC reporter and conduct yourself in a way that is, you know, is normal and handling small talk and these little conversations.
Yeah. All right, this portion of the program, the Talk Radio Review, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The folks at O'Reilly specialize in keeping your car on the road. If you're not sure how much life is left in your battery, for example, let them check. They can help you out at O'Reilly. The parts people there, professionals, will test your battery. Doesn't cost you anything. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find the right one to fit your car, and then they'll help you put it in. So these batteries, the Superstar batteries, have been built to handle the toughest conditions as we go into the wintertime. You know what happens when it gets cold. Got a weak battery, you go, and then you're stuck. So don't wait till then. Check out your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and figure it all out. Or you can start at O'ReillyAuto.com. We'll get to number 8 on the list of people right after this.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So we got it. Okay, got it. 16 past the hour. Talk radio review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Number 8 has us finding Herschel Walker in that position. And I was thinking about how we're so highly polarized politically, Jennifer. The scandal that seems to have surfaced here, and I use the term seem, I don't usually use the same word in a sentence twice, but it does seem to be making a big difference in this election. So I'm looking at the polls, the allegations against Herschel Walker, who, for those of you who don't know, is running for the Senate as a Republican in Georgia. This may decide not only his race, but who controls the Senate. And that's kind of a lousy way to have this. It goes back to who you pick and what their background is and whether they're vetted or not. So the ex-girlfriend accuses him of paying for an abortion that she had in 2009. He was the father. He says he didn't do it. Did he offer to take a lie detector test? I've forgotten whether that was part of this or not. Where'd Jennifer go? Want to try that again? Yeah, now we can hear you. Yeah.
I thought I was like talking all with you, and I was like, I wonder why he's not paying attention. I think that his, I don't know if he took a lie detector test or if he's offered to, because I haven't been paying all that much attention. But I will tell you that I think this race is definitely important because it's going to determine the Senate. I think both of these candidates have had stuff thrown in their direction, and it's gone dirty.
Why is it Georgia particularly versus any other state where there's a close race between Democrats and Republicans?
I think it happened to be these two, because Raphael Warnock had this story that came out where he tried to run his wife or child's mother over with the car or something like that, and then you've got Herschel Walker with the abortions. It's going to be rough. The only thing that might save Herschel Walker is the fact that there are a lot of people who like Brian Kemp over Stacey Abrams at the top of the ticket, and maybe those people will vote for Herschel, or maybe not. Maybe they'll be swing voters and keep what they've got, which is Raphael Warnock. And for whatever it is, he's really far left, and it's a bummer that the Republicans missed an opportunity to get someone in that seat that could easily have...
Well, they've fallen into that same stupid hole. They get somebody who's got a name, but that's all he's got. He's got nothing else that qualifies him for being a senator. Well, but then you can ask the question, well, Doug, what does qualify somebody for being a senator? I don't know. I guess it's the old, you know it when you see it or you know when you hear it. And I've listened to him a couple of times, and he just doesn't sound that smart to me, frankly. Whether he's been, in my mind, as I listen to him, I think, well, did he have, as a football player, did he have injuries? Did he have head trauma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, here we go again. Is this the best guy you can find? And, you know, it isn't about me being crass, but... this is the government of the United States we're talking about. This is billions, trillions of dollars in budgetary considerations. This is a lot of people who unfortunately depend on what goes on in the government to affect their lives. And when you've got people like Fetterman in the list and you've got people like Walker on the list, you think, back to the rush to the bottom. What are we doing to ourselves here by having these people running for offices that are this important? It's absurd. So anyway, that's why I don't know. The polls show not really a big shift to like 2.5 points here and there.
Yeah, still pretty close, but Raphael Warnock is ahead, definitely.
Well, Georgia is a pretty closely divided state anyway these days, isn't it?
It's still pretty red, but it can be a little purpley at times.
Yeah. So if Warnock wins, he's there now, right?
Yes. So he won the special election.
Right. All right. So then what's the Senate picture under the...
So Dr. Oz, so the Pennsylvania seat is a Republican-held seat right now.
Yeah.
So they would like to see Dr. Oz hold that one. Raphael Warnock is a Democrat-held seat, so they'd obviously like to see a flip because it's only one seat difference.
Yeah.
But you've also got Nevada and Arizona that are now in play, where Republicans...
In play. All right, 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. We're rounding up the top 10, actually, in this hour. I think I like when I separate these things out, Jen. People in 1 hour, the people listed in 1 hour, and then the story list with Michael in the other hour. I don't always do it that way, but at least there's some variation on the theme. Okay, in this portion of the Good Day program each hour, we take apart things that are going on in social media, trending things, and we have a lot of folks who have thoughts on capital punishment as it relates to the Parkland shooter. Daniel Erskine sends us a note. I've never supported the idea of government killing citizens. Okay, that's a general comment on capital punishment. I happen to agree with that, sir. Here's a fellow named Bernard who says it's wrong except in very, very limited circumstances, and that's kind of what I feel. One killing doesn't justify another. Excuse me. Now, here's Cheryl Sibilia says she thinks the rule ought to be an eye for an eye. Okay, another point of view. David Marr, why have the death penalty if you don't use it? Why doesn't it use this guy, Cruz, who is Nicholas Cruz, is the person, you know, we're talking about here. He's the one that shot up the school.
Did you and watch the
defensive
thing?
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty hard to see.
It was, and I don't...
All
I
the
think
victims'
I,
families.
Oh. Yeah, again, all the things they had to say. I think that in this case, the guy should have gotten the death penalty. And I don't believe in it in a general... But there are some circumstances, and I think this is one of them, but this guy has no reason. He's so violent, he's so sick, he's so whatever he is, angry. He's full of hate. So what's possible value does he have? He can say that, I guess, about a lot of people in jail, but at any rate. Here's John Whitehead, who says, years ago I was for capital punishment, but the business about life and birth and being pro, it's very interesting how people relate capital punishment to abortion. Huh. And that issue.
Well, because it's the death of, basically taking away life.
Yeah.
But the difference is that an unborn baby isn't a mass murderer. And
no.
Nicholas
right.
Cruz is a mass murderer.
Yep. Johnny Power writes, when it comes to anyone hurting children or committing murder, I'm all for it. In fact, I believe they should have public executions to let people know that these actions are not acceptable, right? put them in the guillotine. Give them the guillotine. Jan Rose says, you do the crime, you do the time, whether it's 10 years or getting fried. Wow. Here's Kristen Cook who says, I think it doesn't get used enough. That is capital punishment. Okay, we've got some comments from social media on Alex Jones. Man, I can't believe this guy is a part of, I don't even consider him to be a part of the same, making a living the same way we do. Dan Myers writes, outrageous accusations should be immediately followed up with a factual evidence or not be spoken. He's talking about what people on the air ought to be saying or ought not to be saying. But he says, he shows that he doesn't really get who Alex Jones is because he equates them to Art Bell or George Norrie.
No, Art Bell, the conspiracy theorists are not so, there are conspiracy theorists and then there are scumbags. And Alex Jones is a scumbag. He profited off of doing something he knew was
huge amount of money. Yeah,
and
right.
Look, I said yesterday when we talked about this on the program that it does call into concern freedom of speech issues, because even when people say awful, disgusting things, you wonder how far it goes. But if it brought harm amongst those group of parents, then he's got to pay the piper.
Yep. All right, that's that story. 28 after. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, folks. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people were killed by a shooter who opened fire along a walking trail in North Carolina's capital of Raleigh on Thursday and eluded officers for hours before he was cornered in a home and arrested. An off-duty police officer was among those killed by the suspect, who police only described as a juvenile male. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
These law enforcement officers ran to the crisis when they knew that there was an active shooter who was ready to kill people.
Jurors recommended life in prison for the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, Thursday after the final vote for the death penalty was denied by one juror. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis weighs in.
I just don't think anything else is appropriate except a capital sentence in this case.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 34, half the hour on us, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, continuing to go through the people list. Greg Abbott's number 6, Ron DeSantis is 5. So what's new with them? You're much. I find when I hear anything about either of them, I just tune out because I just think they're both blah, 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 and it just has become annoying. I don't think Greg, I think DeSantis is smart and an opportunist. I think Abbott's not that smart and is trying to be an opportunist. How do you like that for a review of where I think the two of them are, anyway? Okay, so here again, Jen.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Welcome back. Yes. He's the one that has coined the idea, I guess, of getting attention for this migrant crisis. He's dealing with it in Texas. They're getting so many people coming into their state every single day. And so he was the one that came up with the idea to raise awareness, and everybody wants to get after him for calling it a stunt, because you have to pay attention to the problem that the state is having. It's not fair. Just because Texas is a border state, they should have to deal with this without help from the federal government. And so he started shipping people to Kamala Harris's house or to New York City, places where they have said, oh, sanctuary, we'll take care of you. Well, put your money where your mouth is. And DeSantis actually followed suit of Greg Abbott. So, look, I like DeSantis a little bit better, but I think that Abbott is pretty decent, too. I don't think he's
well, I would, Didn't expect you
silly
would just,
as you think.
Yeah. Well, I've seen this week there was another attempt or another move to bring more folks to the islands, to cover more plane loads. And, you know, okay, is that, it's all it is a publicity stunt. It's not really fixing anything. It just addresses in a way that gets people to think, okay, or to talk about what
it
is.
It forces people to pay attention.
Yeah.
It forces the government to have to talk about it. I mean, one of the stories of the week that I thought was so horrific, and I don't even think it made the talkers list, but in terms of what's going on at the border, do you remember last year when there was the picture of the Border Patrol agents whipping migrants? Do you remember that? I believe
yes.
We talked about it together.
Yeah.
And remember we said a bunch of people came out and said they weren't really whipping anybody. Even the photographer there said no, there was nobody whipping. That was just that they held the reins. The picture looked bad, and the Department of Homeland Security said that this is racist. Do you know that Alejandro Mayorkas, who heads up the Department of Homeland Security, got a call from the photographer who took the picture? The photographer said there was no whipping, nothing happened. And do you know that he still, hours after that phone call came in, stood next to Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing and said that we live in a racist country and that this kind of behavior would be weeded out of the Border Patrol? He knew nothing happened, but yet he gaslit the country talking about racist Border Patrol agents whipping Haitian migrants.
But that's what you have. These people who are axe grinders, these people who think they deserve more attention than everybody else because of the color of their skin or what their last name, you know, people are forgetting that we're all Americans. Hopefully we're all legal Americans, and it doesn't make a difference, except we have to check boxes. The Democrats have to check boxes. Okay, so we need so many Hispanics over here, and we need so many black people over there, we need so many women over there.
See, the Democrats are the ones that create this racism. And it's like, you know, it's you call Republicans racist, and you call all these names, and it, you identify.
Well, some Republicans are racist, but
well,
you know what?
Some
Democrats are, too.
But
that's right.
What's
people
really
are
annoying is that the party that talks about race all the time is the Democrat Party. When I was raised to see a person, not a color. Now, by me saying that, that's racist because I have to see people's color and I have to act accordingly.
You've heard me go off on that any number of times with the announcement that this woman who's black or whatever has this job or that woman over a man has that job. When do we get to the, when do we grow up and become mature human beings and recognize whatever the job and the person involved in it for what they're doing in the job and not what they look like or what their name is. And
right.
Back to the guy who you were just talking about, Alejandro, whatever his name is.
Mayorkas.
Yeah, right. He's there because of his, I would say this, and maybe it sounds outrageous to some people, let it be what it is. It is, he's there. Not because I don't even know what his qualifications are. I'd like to. All I hear is his name. And, you know, we have to have more people who have Spanish surnames in public office. Are they qualified?
You know, I think he's just a swamp creature. He's going to do what the left wants to do, which is race baiting. So I'm not even going to get into that conversation because I think it doesn't serve. You know, it doesn't. He's there, and is he doing harm or is he helping the country? Are we uniting people or are we pushing people further apart? And I think people in government benefit from people being pushed apart and from being at each other because, well, we're all distracted, hating our different groups or, you know, I love this guy, I hate this guy. They're just doing whatever they want. They're just gaining more power and control for themselves.
I saw a picture of the Nantucket airport this week.
Yeah.
With one of the local news outlets talking about migrant flights and there's more coming. And then the Nantucket police got into it. The alert had been sort of written around a lot of similarities to the one that brought the Venezuelans to Martha's Vineyard last month, but it turned out that there was no migrant flight, but it just gave people more cause to talk about the possibility of another flight headed to one of the islands, because the islands are full of rich people and their homes that are worth millions of dollars. Not everybody who lives there is rich, and not every home is worth millions of dollars, but there's plenty of that there. And so let's give these guys a taste of their own medicine. They don't want these people around. We're going to send them there. We're going to go get them. What comes out of that? Anyway, Turned out the flight that they were talking about carried a bunch of executives from an investment company instead of, you know,
they didn't want
look,
them either,
look for
by
this
the way.
Flight. Yeah, right. No, they don't want any of those people there. Okay, let's see here. Donald Trump this week. His name is number 3 on the people list. His issue with all the legal stuff is number 6 on the story, on our story list at Talk. By the way, you can find these lists at gooddayshow.com every week or at talkers.com. So, what in your, you're the Trump watcher here. What's new? If you weren't here, I would probably just pass over this because to me, it's just more of the same. But I know you have some nuance to attach
well,
to the
latest.
I can just
tell you a couple reasons why.
Didn't the Supreme Court take up? Didn't the Supreme Court take up his?
No,
didn't
that's
take it
one
up.
Of
they
the
said,
stories
no.
this week.
Yeah.
Right. One okay. of the stories this week is that the Supreme Court, he wanted them to get involved with the document case with the FBI raid, and they didn't want to get involved with that. So they basically just gave a one-line hard pass, Mr.
Yeah.
President.
Well, you know, all of them agreed. Nobody signed on. Nobody dissented from it. Yeah.
And I think the problem is that you're asking the Supreme Court to do something that they're really not equipped to do or what they really don't want to get involved with because it is so political and it's not about interpreting
so,
law.
So from that, Jennifer, does the Secret Service agent who was a part of the January 6th committee hearings this past Thursday, supposedly there was new evidence, new testimony showing that Trump had he was kind of out of his mind, or at least that was the suggestion.
That's what they're trying to say.
Right.
That, you remember they said he took control of the vehicle and he tried to beat up the Secret Service agent.
Right.
He just had
that.
To get
yeah.
to the Capitol to crash it.
Right.
I mean, all of this stuff seems really ridiculous. I'm sure there are probably a few shreds of truth. I just don't believe.
Of course there are.
And,
yeah.
and look, you can just use your best judgment. I simply don't believe that Donald Trump, from the back of the presidential vehicle, jumps to the front of the car because, you know, he's in, you know, this like a cheetah or something, jumps to the front of the car, holds the Secret Service agent, like punches and pummels him to try to take control of the vehicle. I don't see that. I just don't. But that's what they say. And so the other reason Trump's in the news this week is that the January 6th committee is wrapping up because Election Day is fast approaching. And if Republicans win control, they're not going to have any more hearings. And so in this particular hearing, they all voted unanimously, big surprise, to subpoena Donald Trump. And so that's
okay,
the
so
deal.
Can he, what, if he doesn't show, what do they do to him? Do they have
know,
no power?
What do they do to him?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean...
The congressional representatives have power of the subpoena, but how far are they going to take it in a couple of weeks before the election?
Right. Okay, so that's that. Vladimir Putin is number 2 on the people list this week. The continuing war, his threats, whether he has... it seems that he has less and less support in his country, but that's that's the story we're telling. Do we know that to be a fact? Do we
well,
know
it depends on
really?
Who you ask. I mean, there have been so many people I've heard who are either, you know, they have dual citizenship and they say he's still extremely popular. But then there are also stories about the 300,000 people that have fled from Russia on one-way tickets so that they don't have to be pushed into war. So
right.
He's he's extended the draft up to age 65. He's pushing everybody in.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's whatever. I'm kind of worn out, and it's kind of like I look at the people and I look at the stories and I see people are stuck in the same places. There's so many other things going on. I would love to have William Shatner in the people list and have the book that book that is out called Boldly Go, the story of him from his childhood in Canada to the space flight. That's, you know, we all talk about him. We know him. You know him pretty well. I don't know him as well as you do. But the fact that he's got a lot to say and people pay attention to him. Whenever he shows up, it's like,
he's
remember the old E.F. Hutton? Yeah, he's relevant. He's 91 years old. He's extraordinarily relevant and has continued to get the attention of people because what he says rings a bell. Doesn't it? I mean, think about it. What his experience are, maybe because people have liked him so much, he's a good actor.
He also hasn't shied away, and he's got a good... He knows what the future is. You know, he hasn't backed away from doing certain mediums because he thinks it's kind of fly by night. He's kept himself really relevant.
Yep, he has. So I'd rather be talking... If I were creating this list, which I'm not, I would be talking about him instead. We got Putin, and then at the top of the list, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. I love you. So what's he? He's raising money for the
Democrats. He's not very popular right now. I don't know if you've noticed. So a lot of people haven't asked him. Candidates haven't asked him to do fundraisers or staying away from him. But he did come to raise some money and laughably talk about inflation and gas prices in the place where that is the highest in the country. Standing
seems
in front of signs
touch.
With $7 a gallon gasoline seems a bit out of touch, yeah.
Well, he is out of touch.
And the things... traffic galore, by the way. You know, anytime the president comes to town, he's on the west side, forget about it.
I love him on the 405. But, you know, you get into the discussions of the Hunter Biden thing and where that's going or where it's not going. Okay, so maybe it's interesting for a while, but there's nothing new there. I think we need to be fresher, and I say this to my talk radio brethren, instead of, you know, they talk about in music radio playing the hits. Well, the talkers' charts are the hits in talk radio, but then at some point in time we ought to ask ourselves, why? You don't go down that same street all the time. Certainly, there are themes to your morning program at KRLA, but you also...
the city council scandal. We're trying to switch a little bit.
That's another one, actually, that ought to be here, I think, that the outrage... And how does Biden deal with that when he's there?
Force the woman to resign, I think. And there's still two others that haven't, but, you know, my question is the lady that's running for mayor, Karen Bass, who's a member of Congress, who's been at the side of Biden during his entire trip. I want her to be asked, are you colluding with these unions to try to district control for yourself? That's what the question is.
48 past the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday is upon us, and at this point in a Friday program, we invite in to our midst Nick Miles, who runs OurAutoExpert.com, perhaps the country's best known and best informed reporter when it comes to cars and automobile, the value of cars, and you know, what do you think should be built with EVs, et cetera, et cetera. And speaking of that, electric vehicles, are they the future? Well, if they are, does that mean that gasoline-powered vehicles have to be a thing of the past? Here's Andy Solomon with some thoughts.
Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
All right, let's get to the overview. I guess we're talking about electric vehicles. The new Hummer EV, the taillights cost $3,000 a piece. Who?
How?
What is this? How, come on. What are these people trying there? The cost is, if you look at both, let's say you get in a wreck and you're replacing the two taillights, what makes them worth $6,100, please?
I think what ended up happening was when you've only made about 700 of these things, and they make them so special. There's probably some guy sitting in a little shop somewhere making them by hand. That's the only thing I can guess, Doug.
Right.
Yeah. They're so special, these lens taillights on the Hummer.
Well, so why bother, though, Nick? What is in it for General Motors to even build a car like this if all of these things, when people hear this, they're not going to buy those things, even if there's only 700 that have been delivered so far, 782.
It seems crazy, right? And this is where this whole thing breaks down. Yeah, you got a great 1,000 horsepower truck that works on batteries, but when you start to see things like the taillights costing incredible amounts of money, the whole plan of this thing seems to start breaking down in front of everybody.
I think the EV plan, if you start thinking about it, the fact that it's being pushed as it is by politicians, you got to wonder, the old where's the money? I see Sony and Honda are teaming up for the Honda electric vehicle that'll be built here in our country. The more I read about this, the people that were driving them in the hurricane into the water and got electrocuted, if you're not smart enough to know that a battery, when it's exposed to water, is going to short out and create, if nothing else, it's a fire hazard.
Right.
People are so naive, they don't get what this is all about. They're just kind of following. There's no leadership here, other than you and me, mostly you.
Right. I think the one thing that we keep maintaining is that we have to find better ways to do things, and the needle swings in both directions, and you can't go from one side to the other. You have to find middle ground, and this seems to be a problem with a lot of people, is just because we're having one problem one end doesn't mean you just run to the other end of the table. It's like the teeter-totter. You've got to find a way to balance it and not shoot all the way to the other end, because then you just get the other problems. And we see some people, politicians seem to be the people who don't seem to learn that you don't run to the other end of the teeter-totter, because then all you do is tip it the other way. And that seems to be the problem with the automobile industry. And it makes everybody want to just stick to the gas. I think what people like Range Rover have done is kind of clever, where you can just do the little bit on, and that's great, because most of us, a lot of people just tool around 50 miles every day, and you can do that on electricity. And then if you need to do your 500 miles, well, then you've got your tank of gas.
There you go. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com. Check it out. Whenever you have automotive questions, he's the guy to use as a resource. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.